The City of Jackson's Visitors and Conventions Commission reminds us to shop locally. From our wide selection of national retail chains to our unique downtown shops, Jackson is a great place to spend the day, catch an exhibit, or grab some lunch or dinner from one of our national restaurant chains or local eateries. Spend the night in one of our national chain hotels. No matter what your plans, the City of Jackson and Jackson County in the rolling hills of Southern Ohio is a great way to spend the day. Just a friendly reminder from the City of Jackson Visitors and Conventions Commission.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BeliciOFoods.com/careers.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where it is November 30th, and it is Wednesday, I think.
No,
Thursday.
Right.
Today's okay. Thursday.
Okay, I'm glad you got here, Jennifer.
You have no idea.
Okay.
How good it is that I just am here.
Okay. No, you always show up.
No,
you make it.
So yeah. So welcome, everyone. Pete Wilson is here. Dylan is here. We're ready to party, and it's almost December 1st.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. You don't even need a calendar for that, do you?
No.
Okay.
Isn't it cool? Well, can you believe it, though?
I tell you, it just the days, the months even just fly by.
They do.
Honestly, I can't believe it because that means I'll be 19.
When's your birthday, Dylan?
December 1st.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, boy. We got to get the word out.
Dude. So
hey, we got to have those donuts again.
I was going to say donuts 2 days in a row. This is great.
We've got them today because a person kind of in the background here told me, but a very important person.
Very important person.
Christina Graves has a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Christina.
And I tell you what, they brought out the donuts and they brought out fresh fruit, too. So I got health conscious.
Listen, so here's the deal. I ate one donut. Two pieces of fruit. The two pieces of fruit counteract the one donut.
That's how it works.
So I'm ahead of the game.
You are. That's the kind of reasoning I like.
Thank you.
Right.
Honestly, because... I didn't know me and Christina's birthdays were right next to each other.
Yeah. We should have a dual party.
Okay.
No, happy birthday, Christina. We hope you have a very, very special day.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, speaking of calendars, it's very important to have one.
Yes.
Because the Jackson Downtown Association is going to celebrate the 12 days of Christmas.
Love
and that.
That
is starting tomorrow, Friday, December the 1st. So we want to tell you a little bit about that. What an effort by the Jackson Downtown Association to do that in association with some other groups and many businesses that are jumping on to make this happen. The Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce, the Jackson Sidewalk Market, Cultivating Our Future. And, of course, a lot of the businesses downtown that have been involved in the sidewalk market and support what the Downtown Association does. But there is so much that's going to occur through the first 12 days of the month, hence the moniker, the 12 Days of Christmas. And it all starts on Friday, December the 1st.
And
without a doubt, the big attraction that everybody is talking about is the downtown ice skating rink.
Yes.
Okay.
Dylan's excited.
Someone's going to ice skate.
Who will be the first person to break their arm.
Oh boy. Now you had to throw a dampener on it. Well, I know.
It would be me if I got on ice skates.
I know your new place is right across the street.
Is.
Do we have any, is the skating rink taking shape yet?
It is. They are, the city has been hard at work. I saw the electric department there yesterday. They've been scrubbing down. They took all the parking blocks up, obviously. You right. can't really ice skate around those. Yes, the city has been hard at work working on that. And here's the deal. I know that is a city municipal lot, but you need to get your cars off of it because they're doing some work there.
Well, they do have signs up that you can certainly see when you pull in there. But the location we're talking about, you know, if you don't use it, because it's off the beaten track a little bit, behind Main Street, right off Portsmouth Street is where you enter. It's the city municipal parking lot that is right across the course of your place.
The new
location of Sixth Sense. And they closed the parking lot to the public starting last Monday, and I believe it will be closed through the middle of next week. But the skating rink, which, you know, is being brought in by an outside company, I'm sure will be going up, if not today, tomorrow. Don't know how long that takes, but...
Will you get on roller or on ice skates?
Probably not, because I was dangerous on roller skates. And my guess is the only difference is when I fall, it's going to be cold.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So do we fall on ice or do we fall on the hardwood floors of the Cavalier skating rink?
Yeah, I feel like the hardwood floor has a little more give. But.
Right. Okay. No, and you know, your bones get a little bit brittle when you're older and like that. And I tell you what, if I lose my typing hand, I'm no good to anybody.
That's true.
Right. So we'll be real careful. But the downtown skating rink is going to be operating December 1st through December the 4th. So you have 4 days to take advantage of it.
It's going to be so fun.
It is open to the public. And the deal is, it is a paid thing, but it's very affordable. For 30 minutes of ice skating time. That's plenty of time to fall down numerous times.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And of course, there we may find out we have some trained ice skaters or people that are athletic enough that they'll make it look easy. Don't you just hate them?
I know, right?
But anyway, 30 minutes for only $5. And I presume that, you know, if you want to keep going, pay another $5, come back, whatever. But the hours, Jennifer, are going to be 12 to 8 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then on Monday... it'll be 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
That's
so you have
awesome.
All that time to check. I do not know how big the skating rink is going to be. So, you know, if you're interested in doing it, you know, you want to check it out. And I don't know whether there's going to be a capacity problem or not. Maybe not. I don't know. We've never done this before. But I talked to Mika Moeller, who is, of course, the Michael's Ice Cream Bubble Queen.
Yes, absolutely.
She is the president of the Jackson Downtown Association. She told me they've actually thought about doing this for several years.
Yes.
You know, it was kind of in their mind to try to pull it off one of these years. They've seen it work in Chillicothe and Portsmouth, for instance. So, and they have also, when they've made money at different events, the cookie walk and the candy walk and like that, you know, they saved their pennies. And they've got this paid for. It's not like, you know, they're sweating whether this thing
right.
will go over or not from a financial point of view. Whatever money they bring in on this is going to go towards future events. Maybe the skating rink again next year. Who knows? But the skating
Super
rink
cool.
skating rink is just one thing that they're having on the 12 days of Christmas. There is at least something every day that is considered part of the 12 days of Christmas. On Friday, December 1st, of course, we've got the ice skating rink. It'll go through the 4th. On the 2nd, of course, the Christmas parade will go through downtown. That is all the coordinated activities between the city, the Jackson Firefighters Association, the Gear Grinders, and like that. The parade starts downtown on Saturday evening and makes its way out to Manpower Park.
Okay, I was going to say, what's the parade route? Do you know?
Yes, I do. They line up on West Broadway Street in the area of the library.
Okay.
And in that block, I'm guessing up to Lillian Jones Museum, maybe.
Sure.
They'll line up there. They'll take off at 7 o'clock, which is I think an hour earlier than what it's been in some of the past years. And they will make their way to Main Street, take a right, and then straight out to Manpower Park, and that is where all the Jackson Christmas activities will take place. There's going to be some different activities in the park, some live music, some recorded music, some vendors will be out there, food, I imagine. They're going to, of course, the two big events out there. Once people have assembled at the park, they're going to do the tree lighting, 85 trees this year. We'll tell you maybe more about that tomorrow. But then after the trees are lit, shortly after, around 8 p.m., the fireworks display.
Very cool.
Which, you know, has been very popular. And, you know, one of the great things about it is it gets dark early, so you wouldn't have to wait till 10 o'clock.
I'm telling you, these December fireworks are just great for me because the regular ones are way past my bedtime.
Right, I know.
I can't stay up that late.
It is late. But in addition to the stuff at the park and the parade through the downtown, of course, ice skating rink on Saturday, remember, 12 to 8. On Sunday, 12 to 8. But then also at Malway Designs at 203 Broadway Street, there's going to be an event called Santa's Workshop. Sounds like something good for kids. Don't know the details on that, but that is one of the events that is going to take place on Sunday. And then on Monday, the ice skating rink will be open from 4 to 8. And then there's going to be something all the way through December the 12th, at least something every day.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, we'll tell you more about that next week. But one of the big activities that is being coordinated in with the 12 Days of Christmas is the Mayhew Brown Funeral
Home. I was going to ask.
Christmas when, cheer.
Are we doing that again? Jason and Shelley.
He is doing that on Thursday, December the 7th.
Okay. And then will there be the downtown market that same day?
The downtown market will take place.
How
cool. All the vendors and one of their big events, the Cookie Walk, is going to take place. So, you know, they get all these vendors in. So it's very busy downtown, even if there isn't a special activity in addition to just the vendors being there.
Yeah.
But this is going to be always one of their popular events, the Cookie Walk.
Okay.
And you need to get tickets in advance for that. But, you know, you're going to get more than $5 worth of cookies, I guarantee you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's a good thing. The
right
12
there,
days of Christmas.
Well, thank you,
Advent
Dylan,
calendar.
For fishing out that graphic. That graphic, the 12 Days of Christmas Advent calendar, you can find that on the Jackson Downtown Association's Facebook page. It's probably been shared numerous places as well. But
cool.
But once again, there's going to be something going on each day starting tomorrow and going through December the 12th, which is a Tuesday, the 12 days of Christmas.
So here's the deal. So my entrepreneurial spirit is kicked in, Pete.
I would say that you have caught on there.
So
some opportunities.
I decided last night, and I was talking with some people that were, you know, obviously at eating and stuff, and I was like, we should rent the tables and the windows out so that people can gawk and see the ice skaters and point and giggle at the ones that fall down.
Right, right. No, that is an opportunity for sure. But anyway,
it's gonna be a blast.
All the details.
It's gonna be fun.
All the details on the 12 days of Christmas. You know, there's calendars posted, some information, but we pulled everything together, got some additional information, and had a front page story in our Wednesday edition. And that is posted online. We made that free. It's also accessible on Facebook. And that is where you can get all the information on the 12 days of Christmas in one place.
Very cool.
More than just a calendar. So
good.
We urge you to check that out. It's not going to cost you anything extra unless you buy a paper, and that's okay by me. If you do that.
Yes, please do so.
All right. Now we're switching gears to a wreck that occurred in town where there was a couple injuries involved.
Yes. Serious.
This was yesterday in the morning about 9:42 a.m. at the intersection of South Street and Pearl Street. And Dylan, we got a photo on that if you can locate it.
That is a crazy intersection right there. I know my mom was in a bad wreck there years ago.
You know, South Street, that is one of the two vehicles involved. And you can see that's heavy front end damage
bad
there.
Bad deal.
They had to do some work. They had to kind of close the street there because of some leakage from one of the vehicles, some of the fuel and like that. But this is the vehicle that suffered or that incurred the heaviest damage. There was another vehicle involved as too. But two persons were hurt. Phyllis Ridge of 4 Mile Road was involved, and she was driving one of the vehicles. She was taken to Holzer Medical Center Hospital by EMS, and the other driver, who was Mary Kay Brooks of John Campbell Road, Oak Hill, she complained of a knee injury, but mm-hmm. she did not want to be transported, but both of them were counted as what the police consider to be minor injury. So we hope that, you know, both of those ladies are doing okay.
Yeah.
But you know, even in Jackson sometimes, even
yeah,
in the,
like
even,
in the
even
city,
on a residential street. Yeah.
Think that it would be a
this,
thing.
This was a, I guess you could say, a stop sign slash failure to yield accident where.
That's a hard intersection, Pete, because if you look back and the sun's shining, you can't see.
Right. Yeah. And the time of day can
it
matter.
It depends.
But what happened was Mary Kay Brooks was on Pearl Street pulling onto South Street, did not see the Ridge car being driven on South Street.
I can see where that happens.
That was the collision that occurred there. And they did cite Mary Kay Brooks for a stop sign violation. The Jackson Police Department, Jackson Fire Department, and Jackson County EMS on the scene there. Okay, we want to tell you about something neat that is occurring in Vinton County. We had this on the front page too, but there is a newly formed group called the Vinton County Park District.
Okay.
They formed, I think it's been over a year ago. One of their projects is the Hotel MacArthur, even though that's an indoor project. That's
sure
one of their projects. And they also have land, the old MacArthur Brick Place that's just on the south end of MacArthur. But now they have a new land acquisition that they're very excited about. It's called the Shea Williams Nature Preserve. And it is in the Lake Hope area near Zaleski. And they were able to buy this land from private ownership, and it is very scenic, and it is very close not only to Lake Hope State Park, but to the bike trail, the Moonville bike trail there.
Oh, cool.
So they see opportunities there for tourism and hiking and like that, and it's a beautiful place.
Wow, look at that.
Dylan's got several pictures there. This is a beautiful area. But they were able, the park district, Caleb Appleman is making a lot of things happen with the Hotel MacArthur project and other things to the park district. He was able to write a grant application and was funded through the Clean Ohio Conservation Fund, a $519,000 991 project. Now, this is some hikers in that area, and obviously there's no trails right now.
Right.
But, you know, there's probably going to be, you know, as there
how
is
beautiful.
The kind of development that happens on a nature preserve, you know,
sure.
it limited, but it will be accessible. And I guess there's going to be connections maybe to the bike trail that
awesome.
Is up there that continues to be expanded. And that does draw a lot of people from the outside. But the Clean Ohio funded 75% of the project. The other 25% came from local matches, including a donation of land by the landowners, the timber value, and some donations from the Moonville Rail Trail Association, the Vinton County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Forest Conservancy. Caleb Appleman said the people will recognize Shea Williams as the field space used for parking during the annual midnight at Moonville Festival, but the property is so much more than that than what can be seen from the road. And so, you know, how popular Moonville has become with the special events up there. And this is right in that area right there.
That's
so,
awesome.
You know, you tie it all together and you really have the potential to bring in visitors from the outside as well as having something very nice for local residents.
Mm-hmm.
So that story was in our paper as well. On Wednesday, and so you can see all the details there. Caleb Appleman sent us a story and with pictures, and that was featured in our Wednesday paper, so you can check that out. Okay, important meeting in Oak Hill yesterday. It was a village council meeting, and one of the issues that they wanted to discuss was possibly raising the salary of the mayor and also members of village council and members of the Board of Public Affairs. The Board of Public Affairs is in some villages, and they usually deal with utility issues, you know, water lines and water rates and all like that. It's they work in often in tandem with council. But anyway, it is an elected position, Board of Public Affairs, council, and, of course, mayor. They had had two ordinances, one to raise the salaries of the councilman and Board of Public Affairs, and another to raise the salary of the mayor. They did a first reading at the last council meeting. At this council meeting, after letting the public know what they were going to do, they were maybe going to take action on Tuesday evening at the follow-up meeting. But in the interim, Solicitor Joe Kirby did some legal research and found out that the rules for when you increase salaries of elected officials on the village level is a little different than it is for cities. The bottom line is that if you're going to increase the salaries of elected officials at the village level, according to state law, you have to do it before an election, not after an election.
Okay.
And even though and even on the cities, a sitting council cannot increase the salary of an elected official at that time. It has to be for the next term. And the village council in O'Kill thought that if they did this before the new term started, that would be legal. And that is at the city level, but it's different for the villages for some reason. Joe Kirby didn't know that.
Weird.
Village officials didn't know that. So they can pass this ordinance. They can pass these two ordinances, but now it appears that they're going to have to wait until, you know, the next terms of office, which would not start until 2000. There's another village election in 2025 where
That's a
some
ways
council
away.
Members be elected. Yeah. In this last election, the mayor was elected in two council seats, and other council seats will be on the line in the 2025 election. Now, one side issue is the way they pay the mayor, and the mayor in Oak Hill is Paul McNeil. He was reelected. He gets a $10,000 salary right now. It is split. $4,500 is considered the mayor's salary. $5,500 is extra pay that he gets for being a supervisor. So the village, Joe Kirby, is going to do some research to determine whether they can raise the supervisory part of the pay,
right,
even though that's part of his pay. If they can do that, they're going to do that because we want to explain this. I know that sometimes people are skeptical, you know, about government and all like that. But Jennifer Hughes, who is the council president in Oak Hill, she has been on council for a little while, and she can't remember the last time they raised the pay of village officials in Oak Hill. She thinks it may be as long as 20 years ago.
Oh, well, I think it's time, Pete.
Right. And part of what they're thinking is it isn't to feather anybody's nest. I can say that from my position. They have trouble getting people to run for council and mayor and board of public affairs. Sometimes, you know, they don't even have enough to fill the seats. So they want to make it a little bit more attractive for these very important government positions. And it's never going to be about the money when people run for these things.
Makes sense.
So anyway, that's going on in Oak Hill. They're going to meet again on Tuesday, December the 12th. Maybe then they will have a better handle on whether they can increase the mayor's pay on the supervisory side. They know they can't on the straight mayor's salary, and they can on the council salaries until they have to take action before the next election now, which will be not until 2025.
Maybe
and that's
council
not going to affect everybody. That's only going to affect some officials, not the ones that just got elected.
Right. Maybe the council people can become advisors too.
Right.
Or supervisors.
Exactly. Okay. Some other news tidbits we want to throw at you. Deer season is going on.
Yes.
And we talk about deer season, the gun season.
Gun season.
Of course, archery season started, I think, at the end of September and will go into the first week of February. A lot of people do the archery now, but the gun season will go on through this week. It started on Monday. We'll go through Sunday, and then there'll be an extra weekend in the middle of the month, I think on the, I think it's going to be on the 16th and the 17th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. But on the first day of the gun season, the Ohio Division of Wildlife reported that the deer harvest, that they call it a harvest, is up quite a bit, about 20 to 25% statewide.
Really?
So a lot of that has to do not just with the deer population, but with the weather conditions.
I was going to say the weather's been pretty good.
Right. And, you know, on whether you can get to the deer and whether hunters want to go out. Because, you know, you have a whole week. So sometimes those first day totals can be misleading, good or bad.
Yeah.
But in Jackson, Vinton counties, the deer harvest, as they call it, was not up as much as it was statewide. It was up a little bit in Jackson, was actually down in Vinton. And we're kind of seeing that trend over the last 5 or 10 years. We're not getting as many deer hunters as we used to because, you know, the deer population is increasing closer to the cities.
Spreading out, yes.
Right, they don't have to drive down from Columbus or Dayton to do their hunting down here.
Yeah.
They can drive, you know, a county or two away or maybe in their own county now and get the deer.
You know, it was interesting. I met two guys last night that came in to the brewery, and I said, they had their kind of camouflage on and stuff. And they were super nice. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you guys, you know, hunters? And they said, well, I mean, you could call us that. And they said they're from up north somewhere and they have a cabin down here, as many people do. And
oh, yeah,
come
there's
down.
a lot of people and they still said, come in.
There's a whole lot of us just enjoying the nature and a lot less of us shooting. And I said, you guys just like to be out in the woods and whatever. They were like, yeah. And I was like, I get it. And I think there's a lot of something to say about that, too. People just love coming here and just chilling out for a little while.
You know, there could be a little bit of social involved in that, too. And there was a time.
It's peaceful.
There was a time, and there still is, where, you know, people have the hunting cabins or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, they've kept them and so forth.
Yes.
But so it's still a big deal. Maybe not as big as it was maybe 10 or 15 years ago. But still brings a lot of people in from the outside. And, you know, the wildlife biologists say the deer herd needs to be thinned.
I know. And I can't do it myself, I understand the fact that it needs done.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. A couple Christmas season things we want to tell you about. A lot of it is still in front of us, Jennifer. But at Oak Hill Elementary School on the 21st, they always do this right before Thanksgiving. This is their big fundraiser of the year, and they tie it into the Christmas season. It's the Oak Hill Elementary School's Festival of Trees. And what this event is they each classroom at Oak Hill Elementary School, they have a student-decorated Christmas tree.
Okay.
Of course, they're very nice because, you know, you have a lot of kids and teachers involved. And then at their event, you know, they have a dinner. They have, you know, face painting, some other things going on. But their big fundraising angle is a live auction. Patrick Ball always does the auction, and they had an auction again this year, and it was very successful. There is Patrick with a couple of those decorated trees, cajoling the highest bids possible. But the school folks tell me that this is the school's biggest fundraiser, and, you know, we're talking about the school support groups.
Yeah.
And it allows, it supports a lot of student activities. I don't even know what they are, but things that probably would not happen if they didn't raise this money.
Okay.
It's not part of the regular school budget or whatever. And so, this is a traditional event in Oak Hill, always draws a lot of people, and it's a good fundraiser for the school and the PTO, and, it kind of puts you in the mood for the Christmas season.
Sure.
It's always, they usually have it that evening, right when the schools close for the Thanksgiving holiday. This year on that Tuesday evening before Thanksgiving. All right, another Christmas season event took place in Hamden. And
look at that. How beautiful.
That is, that would be
Oak Hill Elementary.
That's the Oak Hill Elementary School. They had Mr. Claus and Mrs. Claus there. I had to be careful which picture that was because I'm transitioning now to Hammond Hardware's hometown Christmas in Hamden.
Okay.
Mr. Claus was there as well. Not sure whether Mrs. Claus was, because I wasn't there. Red Thompson Jr. was there. But I do know that, there is Santa and Mrs. Claus there at the Hammond Hardware.
Wonderful.
Hometown Christmas is what they call it. And Steve and Melissa Hammond, of course, they were the ones who several years ago bought the old Souders Hardware store, brought it back to life. It still has that old-time feel and look of an old-fashioned hardware store with a lot of great things in there, inventory, not just hammers and saws and things like that, but a lot of other items, too, a lot of seasonal items when Christmas season is. But their big draw is, just as it is in Jackson when they do the Mayhew Brown Christmas cheer, is they do horse-drawn carriage rides.
Love that.
And that drew a lot of people to Hamden for this event. It was last Saturday. They always schedule it then because for this coming Saturday, there's all sorts of events going on in communities, including in Vinton County, up at MacArthur.
Sure.
So this is Hamden's big event, and it would not happen if it weren't for the organization of Steve and Melissa Hammond in the village of Hamden. Their hardware store right there on Main Street, State Route 93. You can't miss it if you're passing by. But it was a nice event. Other organizations in Hamden were involved as well in that. All right, a couple of events tonight that we want to remind you about. The Hope for Homeless event.
Yes.
We talked about that
yesterday.
Chicken
and noodles.
Right. I believe Terry Game was here yesterday. And who else was with him?
Terry and, oh, shoot. I can't think of her. Why can't I think of her name?
I don't think I had met her before, but
she's awesome.
Okay. Well, anyway, this should be a great event tonight. It's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It will be at the Family Life Center of the Christ Church of Jackson.
Yes.
Chicken noodle dinner, drink and dessert for $10. And, you know, a good meal for $10 is hard to find.
Yes, it is.
Chinese auction, split the pot. They'll be having donations will be accepted. The Grinch and Santa Claus will be there as well. All proceeds will go towards meeting the needs of those less fortunate in the community. And I think we're talking about the homeless situation, of course.
Absolutely.
Because that is
wonderful event.
That is their agenda. Also this evening, the Hope Center, the Warriors for Christ Hope Center over on Mound Street will be having their dedication ceremony. It will be at 6 p.m. outside at the Hope Center. They've got a big Christmas tree over there, and they will have the tree will be dedicated, and it will have ornaments and pictures and such of people who have suffered from abuse and who have died even from drug and alcohol addiction.
Okay.
It is a way for the community, for the families to kind of come together and honor, you know, their loved ones who went through this, and to remind the community at large that this remains a problem. And of course, Justin Oyer and his wife are right in the right in the vanguard of fighting that
on
a daily basis with the good work they do over at the Hope Center. Also received word this morning that the Growing Oaks program toy drive is going on. The Oaks United is the one that does the Growing Oaks program. You know, they do food throughout the year to help the elementary kids make sure they have enough food and to take home food and like that on the weekends and like that, and at certain times of the year. Well, they also do a toy drive at Christmas, and it is continuing. I'm told that it will go through December the 8th, but if you want to donate toys to the Growing Oaks Food Program, you can drop them off at the Oak Hill Public Library, the Ohio Valley Bank in Oak Hill, the Atomic Credit Union, Dollar General in Oak Hill. The dropped-off items can be new toys, board games, balls, watches, small electronics, personal care items, books, anything that's geared towards children from birth to senior in high school. The families, through eligibility, just have to have one student enrolled in the Growing Oaks Food Program. That's how they decide eligibility.
Okay.
And that will be through December the 8th. Through December the 8th, you can still make donations at any of these places. And that will help a lot of needy kids and families in the Oak Hill area.
Sure.
And we do want to remind you about one other thing.
Oh.
And that is the candy shop. The
yes.
Jackson Women's Club candy shop is going on.
Great location this year.
Yeah,
plenty of parking.
They got two of them. They got two of them. They got the new location at 269 Bridge Street in Jackson.
Yep.
That is not directly across the street, but I guess behind the old Marion C. Lewis Furniture Store.
Yeah,
boy, I'm dating myself been that for a long time.
That's what I was going to say too.
Behind there and just down the street a little bit from the Dollar General store.
Yes.
Dollar General on one side of the street.
They're on Bridge Street.
The building where the candy shop is at 269 Bridge Street, just before you get to the bridge there on the right side if you're heading out of town on Bridge Street. And then the new location in Wellston, which is in the Donna Summers Realty Building at 1024 South Pennsylvania Avenue. The candy shop, it's opened a couple weeks ago, November the 13th, 3 weeks ago. But it will continue and will remain open probably through most of the Christmas season as long as they have candy. But it's open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday at both locations.
Yeah, and the cool thing about them too is they have such a variety of candy, but they also have sugar-free varieties and other kind of things that, you know, if you have any dietary issues or whatever, they can kind of steer you in the right direction.
Right, and you know, I'm not knocking any business to be sure. But the Linus, or used to be the Linus Club, now it's the Jackson County Women's Club. You know, if you're confused, the Linus Club became the Jackson County Women's Club a couple years ago.
By golly, they still have candy, so who cares?
Right, right. Well, here's the thing. You're not going to find probably a bigger inventory or variety of candy anywhere.
No.
And here's the thing. They do it all for charity, and of course, they're all volunteers, so there's no business middleman in the middle. You know, because you know when you're a store, business, restaurant, or whatever, you know, you have to mark up a little bit or you're not going to stay in business.
Well, and the great thing is, too, they have, or at least they have in the past, like you can buy like a really pretty like little tin to put So basically, you can leave there with a gift.
Oh, yes.
You know, like you, they have little bags and tins and different things like that that you can put the candy in. So it's a really, really kind of a one-stop shop there for people.
Right. And they what they do is they put their money right back into the community. They have various charities. They may not always be the same every year, but the Jackson Food Program, for instance, is one of them. They will find a way to use the money in a very good way. And there's not a lot of members, I think, in the club. So, I mean, they stay pretty busy donating their time.
They work very, very hard. That's for sure.
Right. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I wouldn't wait a whole long time because when they're out, they're out.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, that is my inventory of news today.
Thanks, Pete.
I know we've got I don't want to spoil anything, but I know we got some special guests tomorrow.
Yes.
If necessary, you know, I'll be in to, you know, give you some more news and kind of focus on everything going on Saturday.
Yeah, this is going to be, I mean, this time of the year is just so much fun because there's so many things going on.
Right. And I tell you what, I don't know how they pulled it off, but collaboratively in all these places where there's big Christmas celebrations, we're talking about Jackson, Oak Hill, Wellston, MacArthur. They've got it arranged so Santa can be at all of them.
I know. I don't know where else. Well, he's kind of omnipresent, right?
It is something how they do that.
But I don't know.
A lot of cooperation.
Lots of reindeer flying.
But he's going to be tired by the end of the day.
Yes, absolutely.
And there are going to be lots of trees lit. They're already lit in Wellston, of course, but the tree lighting ceremony is, of course, part of what is going on in all at the fairgrounds in Vinton County, Manpower Park in Jackson, Central Memorial Park in Oak Hill.
All the places.
And I tell you what, you need to do this. You not only need to drive by and see all these lights, you need to walk through and see who is decorating these trees. And that might be a little easier to do in daylight.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Good point.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks, Pete. Get back to putting your paper out.
Okay. There is a lot to do there.
There is. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
All right. And don't forget, check out the Telegram news. Check out, buy your copy of the Telegram at any of our local stores. And the best way, of course, to receive your Telegram is to subscribe, and it will show up right at your house every week. So that's a great thing. All right, Mr. Dillon, are you coming over?
Yep. You want to go over the weather real quick, though?
Sure. We can do the weather forecast. It's not great and it's not bad, but we'll get to that and we'll let you know what's going on. I've got something for Dillon this morning. I'm going to stump him. He ran his mouth about his favorite Christmas movie, so now I'm going to stump him. But today is Thursday, November 30th. Can you believe it? Today, some sunshine a little bit in the forecast. Highs of 56, lows of 38. Tomorrow for the 1st of December, looks like some precipitation, but not going to be cold enough for that white stuff to fall. But it is calling for a bit of rain. Highs of 56, lows of 47. And then on Saturday, look at that. How are we going to ice skate when it's 62 degrees outside? Is there going to be ice? So highs of 62 on Saturday, highs of 59 on Sunday. Little bit of chance of rain all next week. Looking a little more seasonable as we begin the beginning of December. So there you go.
Jen, do you know what sucks?
What sucks?
Getting up in the morning and just seeing your windshield is just covered in I guess it's ice. I'm not sure what that is, like frost.
Frost, yeah.
Yeah, then you got to go out and hope your car door opens.
Yeah.
And then get the big thing out of the trunk. I think we all have one. Yes. Start scraping
yes.
it off.
All of that,
and it's
yes.
because you didn't get up early enough to turn your heat on because it's hard to get up in the mornings.
Yes.
It sucks.
It does suck.
But then you just get to somewhere and get coffee. Then you feel a little better.
Yeah. Coffee helps.
It makes it a little better.
And if you come in here to Total Media and it's someone's birthday, you get a donut on top of it.
Yeah, that's a nice surprise.
So, yeah, that's a fun little gift as well. So a little pick-me-up, if you will.
Yeah, especially after a cold, cold morning.
You should go over to H&K Sound and get one of those remote starters put on your vehicle, and then you can just sit in your room and start your car.
Hmm. I think mine might be too old for that, but I might try. Might.
Scott might be like, listen, the remote starter costs more than your car.
Yeah. So. My car is old and beat down.
We're not going to put that on the Picklemobile.
No, the Picklemobile is something special.
It is something. Hey, the good news is I always know if Dylan's around or where he is, if he's somewhere, because his car is pretty.
There's two dead giveaways with it. It's a green car. Then there's the off-color, still green door, but it doesn't match the rest of the green.
And there's a pickle on it.
And there's a pickle on it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny to me, because when I put that pickle on, I didn't realize I have a green car.
Yeah.
So it makes it just that much better.
It is.
It's literally like a Picklemobile.
Like, it would not be as funny if your car was not green.
Yeah. And I don't even like pickles, so.
But it's pretty funny, though.
It is.
All right. So yesterday you were telling me that your favorite Christmas movie was Elf, right? What is that? Oh, something from the sheriff's office they just posted. If you cannot reach the sheriff's office, their non-emergency line and email are having connection issues. So if you need to call the sheriff's office, they're working on it right now. The normal number for the sheriff's office is 286-6464. It's not working as of right now, so.
And apparently emails, too.
I wouldn't expect
an email problem.
It has not affected the 911, so if you do have an emergency, you can, of course, continue to call 911, or you can just stop in the sheriff's office, and they'll help you out. All right, Mr. Smarty Butt.
All right. Elf trivia.
Yeah, so here's the deal.
I'm going to nail this. I'm going to do better than my math test on this.
We'll see. So I looked up some Elf trivia questions because I asked Dylan yesterday what his favorite Christmas movie was. And you said Elf.
It's very true.
Yes. Which I feel you. I feel you. So we are going to go through. I actually have a 30 question quiz. So we'll have to do this fast.
All right.
So this is the movie Elf, and Dylan says he loves it, so here we go. It's multiple choice. I looked up one, and it was not multiple choice, and it was like, no, that's way too hard. So, okay. Okay, number one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to ask you the question first and see if you know without giving you the multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay. What is Buddy's dad's name, his real dad's name?
Oh, shoot. Okay. I want to say it's like Dan or something.
No.
Dang.
Is it Steve, Michael, Bernard, or Walter?
Walter.
Walter. Very good.
Michael's his brother.
Yes. Very good. See? You know.
I do know.
What word is fun for Buddy to say? Is it purpley, gimbals, Santa, or Francisco?
Francisco.
Ding, ding, ding. Good job.
It was his doctor, and he told him his name, and he was like, Francisco.
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 All right. What is the first rule of the Code of Elves? Do you remember?
Always be happy.
Okay. I'll give you multiple choice on this. This is a little confusing because it falls within other stuff in the movie. There's room for everyone on the nice list. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
That's it.
Treat every day like Christmas, or candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. See, this is a hard one.
Yeah, okay. So I know they always have to do candy canes, and syrup and stuff, but I don't think that's the rule, so I'm going to mark that off there.
Okay.
And then the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. That's one of their mottos, and I think it's their number one rule, but I'm not certain. And, shoot, I can't remember the other
ones. Treat every day like Christmas, or there's room for everyone on the nice list.
I think those two are just mottos, and the number one rule is singing loud for all to hear.
Okay, I haven't clicked on this yet. I think it's treat every day like Christmas. So, but I'll click on yours.
Come on.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Oh, man.
Okay. You got his dad's name. What is Buddy's stepmother's name?
Ooh.
Is it Emily, Beth, Nancy, or Josie?
Josie's his girlfriend. So
I think I know this, but I'm not for sure.
I want to say Emily.
Emily? It is.
Oh,
good
nice.
Job. See, I was going to say Nancy. So
I was actually not sure about that one.
Yes, her name is Emily. Good job. See, you know. All right. When at his dad's house, what does Buddy build out of wood?
Okay, give me a second. A rocking horse.
That's what I was going to say, too. Yes, nice. Rocking horse. Yes. Where does Buddy get the wood to make the rocking horse?
Well, I know it was something Walter didn't like. I can't remember what he did.
It's either he took the coffee table apart, he took the shelves on the wall apart, he took the entertainment center apart, or he took the bookshelf apart.
It's either coffee table or bookshelf.
I think it's coffee table. Let's go with that.
I think it's coffee table.
Oh, nope. The entertainment center.
Oh, man. I wasn't even
close.
Well,
we suck. Okay. What is the name of the writer that Walter brings in?
I know
think
he's
that's
an
the
elf.
Angry elf, right?
He's an angry elf.
He's an angry elf. Do you remember what his name is? Is it Gus, Miles, Michael, or Joel?
Gus. I'm going to go with Gus.
I think it's Miles. Yes.
Oh, man.
The angry elf.
He's an angry elf.
He's an angry elf. Okay. For some reason, it went back to the top. Okay. God. What does it do?
I mean, honestly, I'd be a pretty angry elf if I was in his shoes, too. And then he beats the crap out of him.
Yeah, he does.
Him across the table. Everything. Call me an elf.
Call me an elf. Call me an elf one more time. He's an angry elf.
He did it, though.
Yeah. What does Miles leave in the conference room? The angry elf.
Okay.
Remember?
I know he leaves something. Was it his phone or?
Oh, come on. It affects the whole rest of the movie.
Yeah, I know it does. I'm blanking.
His story or his notebook.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
It's the notebook that has like all of his ideas for stories in it.
Nope, totally slipped my mind.
Okay. Yes. What's the first thing we see Buddy making in Santa's workshop? I think I know this one too.
I know he tests the like Jack in the Box stuff. That's not what he was making.
He does it. He draws with it later in the movie. It's got little knobbies.
Oh, it's, yeah, that, I can't. I never played with these as a kid, but it's like an Etch a Sketch.
Etch a Sketch, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Good job. Those things were impossible, by the way. I don't understand what kind of cruel and sick human being made those things. And then you finally got it to do something, and if you moved it, it erased it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I remember that. I only ever had like one once at my grandma's house or something.
They were the worst.
I didn't play with them a whole lot.
Yeah.
I like the ones that it's not an Etch-a-Sketch, but it's like it can like imprint your hand or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Those were
about.
Fun. I like those.
Okay. What type of soda does Buddy drink a whole bottle of?
It's like Coke or something.
I think it is Coke. Yes.
And he burps like really loudly.
Yeah, yeah, like forever.
Shakes the room kind of thing.
What song does Jovi sing to spread Christmas cheer?
You better not shout, you better not cry. So Santa Claus is coming to town.
There you go. You got there.
I know she sings another one too.
Sing Baby better, It's Cold Outside when yeah. What's one thing Buddy does not put in his spaghetti? Is it sprinkles, Pop-Tarts, chocolate syrup, or marshmallows? Ooh, I don't know this one.
I know he did Pop-Tarts. I know he did chocolate syrup. What were the other two options?
Sprinkles or marshmallows? I don't know.
I think he put marshmallows in it. You would think you'd put sprinkles, but I think he put marshmallows.
I think he did too. So let's go sprinkles.
Nice.
We're right. Okay. I'm just spaghetti. What? I have no idea what this one is. What did Buddy say he painted a picture of?
A butterfly?
Is it?
That's just a random guess, I think, but...
It's a flower, a ladybug, a butterfly, or Santa?
Butterfly.
We're going with butterfly? Yeah!
Nice.
I don't... When is that?
I can't even remember. I just know he mentions it. He's like... I think it's like Walter's doing something. He's like, I painted a butterfly.
Okay, it's when he calls Walter at work, and he's like, I painted a picture of a butterfly.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. All right. Oh, shoot. Well, it's going crazy again. Hold on. Wait one. This is the power of the internet right here. Okay. What do Buddy and Jovi name their baby? I have no idea.
I know it's not Buddy. It wasn't one of those situations where you like name them after yourself. It was something else.
Well, it's a girl, so is it Susie, Emma, Noelle, or Josie?
Susie. I'm going with Susie. I saw that. You clicked it. Like, it just shot you to the top like of the screen.
It's going crazy. Hold on. Wait. We're going to get this.
Was I right?
Well, now it says there's a problem with...
Oh, man.
All right. I'm going to get there, folks. Oh, how did your speech go?
Oh, I overshot the time. She had to stop me.
Oh, because you talked too long?
Yeah.
You hang out with me too much.
I know. I just kept going. Like I said, I winged it. I mean, of course I had an outline like we were supposed to, but a lot of people read straight off their cards and I didn't do that. I went up there with like a line. You saw it. I showed you the cards.
Yeah.
And I went up and I said the line and then I talked about it for a while. And then she said, you're at 8 minutes, you have to stop. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I finished my speech just by saying, like, yeah, this is why I believe we should embrace AI. And then I walked
away.
And
then you.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's okay.
I made the time, and I think I met all the requirements in the speech.
I have no doubt that you did a very good job. I'm still trying to get this to work. It's, for some reason, keeps locking up. Okay. Okay, it's not me. Like, you can see. It's not doing anything.
That sucks.
I just want to know what they named their kid now. It's bugging me.
Well, you're starting to load there. It's kind of
Yeah, and then it'll go away. Okay. I've got this. I've got this, folks.
You can do this.
Come on. Come on. You can do it. Okay. We go with Susie? Susie! It took us all that time. Okay. All right. Which of the Arctic animals asked Buddy if he wants to pick snowberries?
Oh.
A polar bear, Mr. Narwhal, a walrus, or Arctic puffin?
Arctic puffin.
Very good. I don't even know what Arctic puffin is.
I think it's a type of bird, and this is just like an Arctic version of it.
Okay.
Puffins are weird, though.
Okay. Yes, evidently. Where did Buddy's name come from?
Little Buddy Diapers.
Very good. His diaper. Good job. Okay. That's a stupid question. Ooh. What's Buddy's birth mother's name?
Okay. He shows a picture of it to Walter, and Walter doesn't like that. I remember the picture, too. She was, like, leaning on him.
I think I know this. I'll give you Deborah, Bethany, Jane, or Susan. I feel like it's Susan.
I think it's Susan.
Let's go with Susan. Yep.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. The picture, she's leaning on him. He's like playing a guitar or something. Yeah. Okay.
Walter doesn't seem like a guitar kind of guy.
No, he does not. At least not now. I think that was the whole point, is that he was somebody back that he was a different person back then. Like watching, then he became this uptight jerk.
Yeah, it'd be like watching Ben Davis Jr. perform now, and then all of a sudden, like 3 years from now, he's some business guy in a suit.
Yeah,
he's like lost part of his hair.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like looking really rough.
All uptight.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't make sense. What happened to you?
Don't you do that, Ben.
Don't do that, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. These are stupid questions, so.
I'm going to throw something up real quick, just because I thought it was cool. I know Pete already talked about it.
Okay.
Let's see if I can remember what key I put it in.
Do it.
There it is. I just thought these were really cool. Like, I want to go here and check this
out. I know. Is that not beautiful?
It is. Like, that looks like Lake Catherine or Old Man's Caves.
This is why people flock from all over the world to come to our area.
Yeah. Because I want to check that out for sure. I'm probably going to at some point. Me and my friends go for hikes sometimes.
For sure. And it's such a catch 22 with this beautiful land that we have around here, though, because it's like... you want to build trails and you want people to be able to like explore it, but you also don't want to mess up the beauty and the natural beauty of it. So yeah. It's like, you just have to have this like little happy medium of making it passable for people, but yet not destroying it as well.
Yeah. But something else I saw before I came up here, check this out. So, a Florida man wanted by the cops tries to throw them off his trail by placing a big sign outside his house reading,
"Shut up.
Johnny Yates does not live here." It didn't work.
Yates, so, he basically told on himself?
I think they were already following him, and then he ran inside his house and put that sign up, just kind of like a Hail Mary. Yates, 41, who was wanted by the Polk County Sheriff's Office on an aggregated battery, false imprisonment, and tampering charges, was eventually locked up. Deputies showed up at Yates' home at around 2:45 p.m. on Saturday after getting a tip he was holed up inside, the sheriff's office said. And then when the deputies got there, they saw the sign.
I don't think it worked.
I don't think it did either.
Nice. Johnny Yates does not live here. Huh. Is that like stupid criminal story of the day?
Yep.
Love
I just
it.
Wanted to throw that out there to everyone.
I think that's fantastic.
It's funny to think that like somewhere out there there's a guy trying to like do like just the most saddest attempt to try to not go to jail.
I mean, you could have just done nothing and it probably would have been a little bit less obvious.
Yeah. I mean, if someone knew where I lived, I would just pretend like I'm not home, you know, turn the lights down, like hide somewhere in the house. I wouldn't put a sign up saying like, yeah,
say
I don't
you're
live
not
here.
There.
Yeah. That's definitely not going to work, but at least it's not as bad as that one guy. What happened? He tried to rob a store and like, he just did terrible. Like, it was a fake gun, and then they did nothing when he got in there.
Oh, yeah.
So then
the
he tried to run away,
the video
and then
we
his
showed.
Pants fell down. And then he just kicked the door down and ran outside. Just karate kicked the door with his pants halfway
that
down.
That was the one where the girl just, like, stood there and looked at him, and just, like, went back to whatever. Oh, they were doing nails. It was a nail salon, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Just no reaction at
they
all.
Were just like,
and he
yeah,
tried
yeah,
to be
whatever.
All intimidating, like, swinging his fake gun around and everything. And then when they just did
and
nothing,
the one
realized,
guy's just like on the phone, just like talking.
Yeah. Like, it's not as bad as that. I mean, I think the stupidity is worse.
Yeah.
But like, your situation isn't nearly as embarrassing.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I would rather just put a sign up and people be like, wow, that was stupid, rather than like failing to rob a store yeah. and then embarrassing myself with my pants falling down. That could not go any worse.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Did you see the kid in like West Virginia that stole the giant like backhoe thing and went for like a joyride?
No, I didn't hear about that.
I don't know if you can pull the video up or not, but I'm like, number one, how does like a 12-year-old or 14-year-old or however old this kid was knows how to drive the thing?
Is it a forklift? 12-year-old boy driving stolen forklifts.
Yeah, that's it, I think. Like all over, I mean, like down streets and stuff. And like they couldn't catch him for like ever. He was just driving around this ginormous thing. I'm like, I wouldn't even know if I sat on a forklift how on earth to even like. Yeah,
I wouldn't know, man. I don't.
Would you know how to turn it on and drive it?
No, I don't think I would. Like, I don't. When it comes to like machine equipment like that, I know nothing. Yeah, I see him here. He's driving it around.
Yeah, that's it. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
Needless to say, he's in the juvenile detention center because he just kept running from the police like he wouldn't even pull over.
Yeah, when you run from the police, you make it 10 times worse.
Yeah, you might not want to do that.
Yeah, or you just don't steal a giant forklift.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either of those are good options.
just be a good citizen.
Yeah.
So,
don't do dumb things.
Yeah. So are we going to invite Krampus on the show?
You know, that's your call.
I mean, I just feel like I just don't think we can get through the week without mentioning that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole town's talking about that. It's gotten a lot of popularity, and it got way bigger than I thought it would.
Oh, if you don't know what we're talking about, just tune into Facebook. I mean, there's hours of viewing pleasure on there.
Yeah, I think at this point you couldn't not know about it.
Like, you can't go anywhere and people aren't talking about this Krampus.
Yeah, I mean, if you go in person into a store, you're probably going to hear talk about it. If you go on Facebook, it's going to be in your feed. if you don't even have Facebook and you haven't left your house, someone's probably approached you.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
did you hear about this?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, it's, I don't know. Anyway, if you don't know, if you know, you know. How's that?
Yeah, and if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. Krampus takes Jackson by storm.
When I was a little kid, that was honestly like one of my like favorite fairy tale kind of creatures. But
so you liked it, right?
Yeah, but
because
the reason
it was a fairy tale or it was a folk tale.
Well, the reason I liked it was a parody on a TV show I saw because it showed that it's like, I don't know how to explain. There's multiple different stories that have the same meaning and message behind it. But the typical story is that like they're bad, they're only bad because that's their job.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They have to enforce something. And that was the whole fairy tale, just, you know, enforcing something.
Interesting.
But I just thought it was fun. You had to see the show, but I feel like everyone kind of has a similar opinion in that way.
Well, all people got a lot of opinions.
No, not everyone. Sure. I take that back. Definitely not everyone.
Can't we all just get along and love each other? That's my message for today.
I agree with that.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day, and we'll be back here tomorrow with some more news and God knows what, but it will not be Krampus, and it will probably be some very special guests. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.